What I will be discussing is the history of the Underground Railroad in Cincinnati in particular, and in southwestern Ohio in general, its origins and development over time.
What will people learn about the Underground Railroad in southern Ohio that they didn't already know?
They will learn how it was one of the most powerful and influential processes that helped enslaved African Americans and progressive whites organize for a changing society.
How will you help people understand the dangerous position that people put themselves in by being involved in the Underground Railroad? Not all of the stories are happy ones or have a happy ending.
One way I would do that that will communicate to individuals of the dangers involved with the Underground Railroad is to focus on specific historical events. For example, the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850 forced individuals to make a decision because the federal government gave slave owners and slave catchers the ability to deputize folks to go after runaway enslaved African Americans. And so folks who didn't even own or see an African American could be deputized, and they could be in danger as they're going after enslaved African Americans or even free African Americans. And so the other side of the coin is free African Americans who were not even enslaved could be captured by individuals based on a description.
Almost like a bounty hunter kind of situation.
Absolutely. I kind of equate it to a type of bounty hunter and racial profiling in a different way.
Why Cincinnati? I know the Ohio River as a dividing line between Kentucky and Ohio was very important, but why this city and not other cities along the river?
The reason I chose Cincinnati and not other cities is because Cincinnati, according to some statistical data, is that anywhere between 70% and 80%, and some historians argue even 85% of enslaved African Americans who ran from the north to the south moved through this corridor in this area. And most of them did not stay in a Cincinnati region. They continued north, even up to Canada. But this corridor was a gateway for freedom.
So this was kind of like the friendly area along the river.
Yes and no. I think friendly is a difficult concept to wrap your head around. For example, Kentucky on one side of the river, or the River Jordan, as some enslaved persons of color called it, was an enslaved state. Ohio was a free state. But at the same time, Ohio in 1804 passed what was called Black Codes that charged African Americans who came to the state of Ohio a security deposit of $500 to come to the state. So freedom is kind of a nebulous concept, and friendly is kind of a nebulous concept. But I guess free is better than enslaved, generally speaking.
If you had to choose one anecdote that best sums up the abolition movement and the Underground Railroad, what would that be?
The anecdote I would use, and I use it all the time, and it's on my email, and it's a picture of this individual in my office, is Frederick Douglass, when he says, "There is no progress without struggle." So the issue for the Underground Railroads and folks who are involved in it is it's a struggle, and progress always has a struggle component.
You're releasing a book on this subject in the upcoming months. Tell me about that.
Yes, I'm releasing a book from Arcadia Press on the Underground Railroad in Cincinnati. I'm a co-editor with Richard Cooper, who's a staff member at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. It's more of a pictorial history of the Underground Railroad from its origins to today.
The kickoff event is this Saturday from 1:30 to 3:30. It's free and open to the public. You can find out how to get more information about Civil War Saturdays at the Taft Museum of Art on our website at wnku.org under local news. Dr. Jackson, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for inviting me.